And nobody sends this message to our complicit government louder and clearer than our brave activists who have committed their time and their energy spreading awareness about and fighting for the people of Palestine. Which is why it is my honor to introduce our last speaker, a staunch activist and a member of Trade Unionists for Palestine. Please welcome Patty Gibson.
Thank you. Thank you so much, comrades, for a wonderful introduction. It's great to be here speaking with you today. My name's Patty Gibson. I work as a historian at the Jumbunna Institute at UTS. And I would just like to start by acknowledging the Gadigal people, and particularly the resistance that has come from Gadigal people and all First Nations people to the system of imperialism and colonialism that was brought here by the British. 2024 marks 100 years since the declaration of martial law against Wiradjuri people just over the Blue Mountains here in New South Wales. A declaration of martial law that was made from that building just down the road. A declaration of martial law that led to the creation of the New South Wales Mounted Police, created for the purpose of committing genocide against the Wiradjuri. That is one of the oldest police forces that exists in the world, and still today, that police force is involved in horrific oppression and murder of Indigenous people. The efforts against the Wiradjuri, the genocide against the Wiradjuri, it wasn't a genocide against the hapless, helpless people. It was a genocide designed to destroy resistance, just as the massacres we are seeing in Gaza today exist for one purpose, to try to destroy the resistance. But we know the Wiradjuri continue to fight, and we know that Gaza will never kneel. People will never kneel. And it is that spirit, comrades, that we must take out into our activism every day. Trade Unionists for Palestine was formed in October by rank-and-file unionists such as myself that looked to the history of the Australian labour movement and the way that at important times in that history, workers have stood up, have acted en masse, have used our collective power to bring the wheels of the war machine to a halt. In Vietnam, in the war against Vietnam, it took many years of movement just like this, people demonstrating on the weekends, people building support in the community, and after many years of activists building support in their workplaces, their schools, their universities. There were mass strikes against the Vietnam War, hundreds of thousands of marching out of the factories, off the construction sites, off the wharves, out of the universities, shut down the city to shut down the war. That's what happened back in 1970 and 1971. And we need to urgently rebuild that power, comrades. The unions today are not what they were. We had 60, 65%, 70% density back in those days. We've got 10, 15% density today. That's why the cost of living crisis is biting so hard. That's why the big corporations take home record profits while real wages have not grown for years. We need to organise, rebuild the power of unions to fight for our own wages and conditions, but also to take on this inhuman system. We need that power. And I'm proud to say, people are joining their unions today to fight for Palestine. In my union, the National Tertiary Education Union, just up the road a couple of weeks ago at Sydney Uni, they had one of the biggest union meetings in their history. More than 300 people gathering together to say, as workers, we will not cooperate with Israel. We will ban any cooperation between our universities and the Israeli regime and the weapons companies that are arming this genocide. I see the Teachers Federation here today in big numbers. Salute to the Teachers Federation. We know that teachers, Arab and Muslim teachers and all teachers, have been battling against terrible repression in the schools, trying to stop people. They've tried to ban people wearing Palestinian dress on Harmony Day. They've tried to ban people wearing the keffiyeh. They've tried to ban people even mentioning Palestine in the classrooms. But teachers and school staff for Palestine, with the support of their union, they've refused those bans. They've stood up. They've said, we will stand for justice. And I know the Federation today is considering motions, and there's good activism happening to say they will also vote to say break all cooperation between our schools and the military industry that's profiting from this genocide. Yeah. So we have to go out there and continue to build those links. Public sector workers have got a campaign to ban cooperation with Hewlett-Packard through the public sector. That's another thing that people can support. All of this rank and file activism has led up to the Australian Council of Trade Unions. So the whole organised working class in Australia now having a position which says, no arms to Israel, stop arming Israel. And all of this has encouraged a situation where Labor members are starting to speak out. So Fatima Payman, we salute you. Anthony De Adam, we salute you. Let's see more Labor Party members stand up now and say we are with the unions. Break your ties with Israel. Comrades, I'll just finish with a discussion about the ports, because it's central to the activity of trade unions for Palestine has been organising at the ports. I myself, with many other people, have been arrested and charged under the anti-protest laws in New South Wales for blockading the ports. Blockading the ports when the Israeli company Zim, who profit off genocide, who run arms to Israel, some of the biggest criminals in the world, when they took their ships to Port Botany, we set up a blockade and said not in our port. And we've been charged under laws that could see us jailed. The anti-protest laws in New South Wales, you can go to jail for 2 years. But we will fight those charges, lock up the criminals, the war criminals supporting this war. The New South Wales Labor Council, the group that represents all unions in New South Wales, are supporting us, comrades. They passed a resolution to say, drop the charges now. Drop the charges. And we'll continue with that campaign. But we are in a situation where so many of us have been arrested and charged. So the next stage in our campaign at the ports, as Jana has said, is for mass mobilisations. We've negotiated with the police, comrades. We have a Form 1 for next Saturday. You can come along, bring your family, march next Saturday without any fear of getting arrested. But make no mistake, there will be pressure on the ports. We will be shutting the roads to the ports, taking that demonstration. So come along in big numbers. There's not much parking there, right? So you will have a leaflet in your hand, Ahmed, many others around, handing out leaflets for the port demonstration. Follow the QR code, book yourself on a bus. Do it today. We need to know the numbers. Book yourself on a bus from a number of train stations so we can get ourselves actually down there to Port Botany next Saturday on the 25th. We will see demonstrations in many ports, supported by the Maritime Union, organised with the workers there to demonstrate to say, no trade with apartheid Israel, sanction Israel now and end the genocide. So comrades, I want to finish with a chant. When I say the occupation, you say shut it down. The occupation!
Shut it down!
The occupation!
Shut it down!
The border wall!
Shut it down!
The border wall!
Shut it down!
The genocide!
Shut it down!
The genocide!
Shut it down!
Zim shipping!
Shut it down!
Zim shipping!
Shut it down!
Trade with Israel!
Shut it down!
Trade with Israel!
Shut it down!
Trade with Israel!
Shut it down!
Shut it down, comrades! See you next weekend to march on the port! Thank you!